Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
It's been a long, long, long time. It's so good to be here, and I looked forward to seeing you and just reconnect with you. As you all know, this for us is home, and so it just feels like it's getting back home and reconnecting with people that we so much love. And I'm here with my two boys. I just wanted them to stand so that you can see how tall they are becoming. So Lushomo and Ash and Kephas, they're right there. There they are. I hope next time I'll manage to come with them, since like you always announce us. Well, it's so good to be here, and thank you for having us, and we're just looking forward to this wonderful service. And by design, by the way, this service is supposed to be on fire, as you can tell from the dresses. Everybody's red. It's by plan, so that the house is on fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. And so, if anything goes wrong, blame it on the fire. But I'm so excited to be here and to share with you the good news. I bring you greetings from St. John's in South Salem in Westchester, where I am the rector. You sent me to St. John's, so you know the story. And we are pretty much doing okay, and we are still in transition of changing location in terms of residence. We were planning that by August we will be moving to Westchester as a family to be closer to the church. As you know, the church didn't have a rectory, but there's been some growth a little bit and a little bit excitement, and so they are building a rectory. And so the construction of a new rectory is taking place right now. And so we are looking forward to moving from the city to Westchester as soon as the house is ready. In the meantime, I still commute from our East Village home all the way to Westchester every single week. And it's been such a wonderful time. So it's good to be back and to report to you my sending parish. Since you sent me to Westchester, so I'm just kind of giving you some updates. As we reflect on the Holy Spirit, which is the main subject of the day, on today, the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the followers of Jesus Christ, marking this day as technically the birthday of the church, the day when the Church of Jesus Christ was born, after they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. One of the most prominent and descriptive words that you hear so much about the Holy Spirit is the word power. Power. Jesus told his followers that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He also reminded them on Ascension Day, when he was ascending to the heavens, he said, you will be clothed with power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And so I want us to reflect on this word, power. I wonder what comes to mind when you hear the word power. What do you think? What comes to your mind? What emotions, thoughts, and concerns are stirred up when you hear that word? In this world, power is often understood as the ability to influence, to control, to subdue, to rule over, to dominate. It is commonly associated with strength over another, authority over others. And there are several types of power that human beings display to manipulate others. Physical power, those who are strong, the political power, those who are the ruling class, how they feel that they have got charge over others. Military power, some use economic power or the ability to feel they are better than the others. And even in our society, there are others who exert authority or power. So many ways that people display this animal called power. And so when Jesus is looking into the eyes of his disciples and telling them that they will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, in the minds of the disciples, they are looking at Jesus, the man of power. And so they know what Jesus is talking about. They understand what this word means. He is not talking about political power. He is not talking about military power. He is not talking about economic power. He is talking about power. And so as he's promising them that the Holy Spirit will come on them and they will be empowered, they know what Jesus is talking about. Because Jesus himself was a man full of power. They had seen him do things in a powerful way. This is a man who was born in a manger from a very humble family without any connection to the ruling elite. Grew up in an insignificant and obscure village of Nazareth. And they said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" He had no army around him. He had no other worldly power around him. He had no political platform, not even a religious platform. He was not ordained like we are and given the authority to be religious leaders. And yet, in that ordinary life of Jesus, was a man that changed his village. The man that impacted his society, his community, from nowhere, from a manger, from Nazareth, to changing the entire village, confronting all kinds of forces and powers that stand on the way of humanity's growth and development. Sicknesses, diseases, he confronted such. And with power, he drove all those forces. That is a man of power. He did not only influence his village of Nazareth or his city of Jerusalem, his influence went far and beyond. He died and rose again. Over 2,000 years passed. We are still gathered here. That's a man of power, don't you think? We are still gathered in the name of the guy who lived 2,000 years ago. The narrative of Jesus could not die. The reality of what this man had could not die. Think about it. From the little village of Nazareth to influencing the globe. You heard me read the gospel in my native language. But this is a guy who influenced every part of the world. Every village talks about Jesus. He didn't have a military gun or any armory to overcome, but his power penetrated this globe. I want you to see the difference of the power as we know it in the world and the power as demonstrated by Jesus. Without a platform, without a political platform, but he communicated his message of love. Without using what the world uses to demonstrate or show power, Jesus was so powerful that up to now, people sing his name, people celebrate his name, people talk about his name, people are gathered like we are in his name. The truth of the matter is, Jesus was powerful. He was a man full of power. But what distinguished the power in Jesus Christ were two things. Number one, his life. His life was such an influence. He lived a godly life, an ideal life, a pleasant life. That's why people got attracted to him. He was loving, he was kind, he was compassionate, he was joyful, he was a man of peace. That is a life that was attractive. So, number one, his life. Number two, what distinguished Jesus' power was what he did for others. His service, his ministry. So the power of Jesus is demonstrated in his life and service. He reached out to the lepers, lifted up those who were downtrodden by society. He loved them, affirmed them, lifted everyone. Jews, Samaritans, Cyrenaicians, everybody. He lifted them up. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He reached out to those who were called, who were considered outcasts. That is a life, and that is the work that changed the world. So the power in Jesus enabled him to live a godly life and save others. The influence upon his life, rather, the influence from his life was what he did for others. And so when the disciples are looking at this man and hearing him talk about power, they know what he is talking about. To Jesus, power is the ability to live a godly life and help others. That's what power means. And so he changes the narrative from using force, from manipulating people, from coercing people, or from talking down on people like we see from our politicians or those who claim to have power. He changes the narrative that power is about how you live and what you do to others. And that is the power, beloved, that was being passed on to his followers, us included in that. So we received this Holy Spirit to give us power to live godly lives in our time. We received the Holy Spirit so that we can also save others. And St. Michael's, we are empowered, as I can see, by the presence of the red color and the candles to demonstrate that we are a community filled by the power of God. And the power of God is not to go and intimidate, is not to create fear, is not to manipulate, is not to push others. The power of God in this church is for us to live loving lives, kind lives, compassionate lives, to live like God in human flesh, like Jesus did. The power of God is for us to serve another. That's what is all about. That's what the Holy Spirit is all about. It's about changing us and making us powerful. When the Holy Spirit came upon that little group of people that followed Jesus, most of them were poor. Some of them were just ordinary women and men, fishermen, tax collectors, former sinners. But when the Spirit of God came upon them, boy, did they change. From a non-entity, it became a community that was fired up. Fired up to live godly lives. They loved each other. They saved each other. They became a community that now began to change their village. And that story did not end there. It spread like bushfire to the rest of the world. Today, from a man who was as insignificant as one born in a manger to a global institution. Think about it. What's the influence? What's causing this fire that is moving the church to be a global church, to be everywhere? All of us here, we are testimonies that the power of God is real. But we are different from those who claim to have power. Power for us means the ability to live godly lives and to be able to do what Jesus would do. This is the Holy Spirit that comes to us to empower us. I want to ask you to stand if you are able. Under so much pressure, there's been efforts to kill, destroy the name of Jesus. Emperors have come, kingdoms have tried to kill and destroy, but this name has refused to die or to go into oblivion. Why? Because there is power. The Holy Spirit is power. It's the energy that keeps us going, that keeps the name of this Jesus afloat. I want us to pray with this song. And my request is that you will close your eyes as you listen, and in a posture of receiving, ask God to share with you this gift of the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus' life and ministry gently passed on to us, the followers. And as we sing the song, let's make it our prayer.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thou art welcome in this place, omnipotent Father of grace and earth. Thou art welcome in this. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, come in this place.
In this is blessed. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome.
Welcome. Amen.
Amen.